This week on The Marquee, we've got time-traveling mutants and Adam Sandler in Africa. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, director Bryan Singer returns to direct X-Men Days of Future Past. It combines the series' original cast with that of the more recent prequel in a time travel adventure to prevent lethal robots intent on exterminating the world's mutant population.
Adam Sandler reunites with Drew Barrymore for Blended. After meeting on a bad blind date, the two single parents end up taking advantage of an opportunity that sends them on a luxury vacation to Africa with their kids and each other. Though Barrymore tends to tone down Sandler's usually sophomoric shtick, this random comedy isn't the duo's best.
Also opening in Columbus, Jon Favreau writes, directs, and stars in the comedy Chef. When Favreau's Carl loses his restaurant job, he channels his creative juices into launching a food truck and repairing his strained relationships with his family.
The heavily buzzed period drama Belle tells the true story of a Royal Navy admiral's illegitimate daughter who has to fight to receive the privileges that come with her social standing because of her mixed race.
Opening at the Gateway, the documentary Fed Up explores the unhealthy relationship Americans have with sugar and how the sugar industry has negatively affected the U.S. government, our eating habits, and the life expectancy of our nation's youth.
Opening at the Drexel, the 1920s period drama The Immigrant stars Marion Cotillard as a Polish immigrant in Manhattan who's desperate to escape her new life after she's forced into prostitution. But for my pick this week, I'll go with Chef. Jon Favreau has been in a bit of a directorial funk for the last few years, so I'm hoping he'll get back to his old self again with this indie comedy.
This might be the easiest recommendation I've made this year so far. If you're an X-Men fan, see Days of Future Past as soon as you can.
Or if your holiday weekend plans don't include a trip to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like The Monuments Men. The latest film from director George Clooney follows a team of art scholars who joined World War II in its final days, tasked with identifying and protecting the world's great works of art. Though it definitely isn't Clooney's usual award-worthy fare, this historical adventure is still both intriguing and entertaining.
Kevin Costner stars in 3 Days to Kill as a government assassin that agrees to one last job in hopes of receiving a miracle cure to the disease that's quickly killing him. With the time he has left, he tries to mend the relationship between him and his estranged wife and daughter, played by Connie Nielsen and Haley Steinfeld.
In the remake of the Brat Pack chick flick About Last Night, Kevin Hart and Michael Ealy star as a couple of single guys who try to navigate two very different budding relationships.
Pompey stars Game of Thrones' Kit Harington as a slave-turned-gladiator trying to save his lover from an evil Roman senator, played by Kiefer Sutherland, and a deadly volcanic eruption. Directed by modern-day schlock master Paul W.S. Anderson, Pompey is awesome for all the wrong reasons, including a hideously unrecognizable accent by Kiefer Sutherland.
Based on a novel by Emile Zola, In Secret stars Elizabeth Olsen as an orphan young woman whose life turns dark and drab and deadly after she's forced to marry her cousin and move with him and his mother to 1860s Paris. Despite boasting a couple of noteworthy performances, it's an oppressively dreary drama.
In Vampire Academy, two human-vampire hybrids must protect humanity from a breed of more evil and bloodthirsty vampires, all while still trying to get their homework done. If you're in a mood for a more retro release, then you can check out another blood-sucking film, the 1979 Werner Herzog Nosferatu The Vampire, McClintock starring John Wayne and Billy Joel's A Matter of Trust, The Bridge to Russia concert film from 1987.
Well, for my pick this week, I'm going to make an unexpected choice, About Last Night. Though it has its share of ups and downs, this updated 80s chick flick is surprisingly entertaining.
As for me, I'm going to go the guilty pleasure route with Pompeii. You can even add an extra dimension of badness by watching it in 3D.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for Comic Cowboys and a Legendary Villain. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyou2.com.
Until next week,
there is no such thing as coincidence, just the illusion of coincidence itself.